I'm sorry. I had that first sip of Dunkin' always puts me in a good mood. It's Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 6:08. It is Thursday. You only have to wake up one more time until the weekend. That's how I think of Thursday.
Thank you.
It is time for the three things that you need to know today. Let's right out the gate. No winner in the presidential election yet.
I wasted a good between Tuesday and yesterday and part of this morning. I probably wasted a good 30 hours of coverage right? on TV, and it's the same thing.
I'm obsessed with that. I'm watching it all the time on Twitter, at home, when I the news. I'm watching it constantly, and we know we're not going to get any updates anytime soon, so it's a little crazy.
I got caught up on Martha Knows Best on the Food Network. Yeah,
nice.
I love that show, and I love Martha Stewart. I watched a little bit of it last night, and I got all confused with the numbers and the projections, and I don't like that. I didn't do good in math at school. I'm not good in geography. Don't show me a map scribbling. I have no idea what you're doing. Just tell me who's winning.
Yeah, I never thought in a million years watching someone count a ballot would be entertainment for me in 2020.
That's right. All right, three things you need to know. The second thing is the weather. Beautiful today. Sunny temps in the 60s and only getting warmer from there.
Nice.
A beautiful weekend in store. And then the last thing you really need to be prepared for is Connecticut rolls back to phase 2 tomorrow. So that will affect certain establishments like restaurants and venues,
right? Yeah,
maybe places you're planning on going.
And there is going to be a curfew as well, I believe.
I don't understand the curfew, but the curfew is 9:30, but the curfew is only for indoor dining. Say curfew, people are like, oh, we got to get off the street.
Right, yeah, only it's for not. Indoor dining. Well, at 9:30, you have to be out of the restaurant.
Because apparently the coronavirus is more rampant at 9:30,
9:31.
Like theaters and entertainment as well, there's a 9:30 curfew.
Yes.
So it's like, I don't know. I just order some takeout and go home by 9:30.
All right, lock your doors.
Yes, Connecticut rolling back to phase 2 tomorrow, and find out what that means to you at kiss957.com/Courtney. Juice WRLD and Marshmallow come and go. All of the hits, Kiss 95.7. It is Courtney, Walmart, Jeff, and Gavin. 6:25, sunny temps in the 60s. And it's time for Walmart Jeff's Junk. We call him, if you're just tuning in, we call him Walmart Jeff because he used to stock the shelves at the Walmart store in East Windsor.
Yeah, I used to work in the pharmacy filling prescriptions, and now I'm award-winning best radio personality in Connecticut.
Did you get that award yet?
They haven't actually sent me the award.
Oh, it hasn't come in?
Not yet, but because of the mail and all that.
And the pandemic has slowed everything down.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yep.
Anyways, so with everyone with more restrictions in life and lockdown and stuff like that, more and more people are missing these small little moments in life that usually you wouldn't really miss beforehand. So like saying hi to a stranger in the streets. A lot of people, Courtney had her hand up.
I raised my hand so I can answer it.
I didn't see it between the plexiglass.
Oh, you couldn't see it over the plexiglass. No. Right. Hugging your mom.
Hugging is on the list.
That's number one on my list. That's just give it my mom. I mean, my friends, we can do the elbow bump. It's fine. Yeah. And I really don't like to touch my fiance. So hugging my mom is like the number one for me.
Well, I mean, you can still hug your fiance, Courtney. You live in the same house.
I know.
You're in the same bubble.
I know I can. But she's just being safe.
Just being safe.
No, I'm saying it doesn't bother me if we don't. But my mom, I want to hug my mom.
Okay, so hugging, saying hi to strangers.
That's always big.
Holding the door for someone. A lot of people don't know now. Should you hold the door?
Why not?
Because that's awfully close when you have to pass by
just
them.
Just turn your head. I just turned my head. I still, I think you still need to have the little niceties. You know, things like just holding the door for someone.
I only hold the door for pretty girls or the girls that have pretty bodies because you can't see what's under their mask.
So everybody's pretty.
Yeah, so everyone's pretty.
You're holding it a lot.
Some other things people are missing, having boring work conversations with coworkers.
We have those. We have those all the time.
The three of us do. Yeah, we're still here. The commute to work, people actually miss commuting to work.
Yeah, we don't. We still do.
They're still coming in.
I was telling you guys over the weekend that I was talking to a friend that actually he's been working from home. He leaves the house for a half hour every morning.
He drives around.
He drives around and then he pulls back into his driveway.
I love it.
And finally, the last couple of things people are really missing nowadays, buying the same lunch every day at work.
Oh, yeah. Our cafeteria upstairs has been closed. There's like sometimes we're like, let's go get breakfast or a cup of coffee. There's nothing.
Yeah, nothing. And leaving work to go on an awkward first date. A lot of people are missing that.
Like happy hours and things like that. Yeah. Going after work and hang out with some coworkers or a first date. After work?
Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they grab a drink right after work. If you work in the city, you grab a drink. But, I don't know, Gavin.
Look, both I don't like, the first date and hanging out with coworkers. So I'm good on that. Hey, coming up, we've got your chance to score an Echo Dot, and you'll get qualified for the grand prize, which is an overnight stay at Foxwoods Resort Casino. Be listening to win. It's on the way this morning at 8:10. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report. Britney Spears looks like she's had enough of her father. Although watching the videos that she posts all the time, I feel like there's a little more going on with Britney.
Yeah.
And I feel like she probably should keep her dad. Anyway, after trying to make him a co-conservator, she now wants him completely out of her business affairs. She made the decision after her manager unexpectedly quit and Jamie, her dad, hired a new one without telling her. She's filed court papers demanding her dad, Jamie Spears, be removed entirely from her conservatorship, which she's been under since 2007. I mean, we're not in it, but I feel like her dad has helped out a lot. I feel like she's going through something right now.
Yeah, definitely.
She might be headed towards another breakdown. I don't know. Lori Loughlin is 5 days into her 2-month prison sentence for her role in the college admission scandal, and she's not handling it well. Rumor is she's been a total wreck, and she wants to get out.
Really?
She's got to stay there a couple months, though. Lori is doing time at the same minimum security facility that Felicity Huffman served her sentence at.
I mean, federal prison is a cakewalk. I don't know if you guys know anyone that's been to federal prison, but it's...
No.
You do?
Yeah.
Why is it a cakewalk?
Because it's basically, it's for people that commit white-collar crimes. So it's the, you know, you're not hanging out with like murderers or
but any
anything.
Kind of prison is not going to be fun.
It's
yeah.
more of like a come as you please kind of prison.
Oh my, stop.
You really are ridiculous.
Room
service or anything.
All right. And finally, there's a big celebrity auction for a good cause. George Clooney's watch up for grabs, designer handbag from Jennifer Aniston's closet, and more. Celebrities are marking Veterans Day this year by supporting homes for our troops and raising money with a massive online auction. Other items going to the highest bidder include a dress worn by Mindy Kaling, a chance to hang out on set with Jake Gyllenhaal. The auction opens Tuesday, the day before Veterans Day, this coming Tuesday. Get your bids in before November 17th, and you could win actually a Zoom chat with Ben Stiller and Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Can you imagine, like, hey, honey, I got a Zoom with a buddy, and it's Ben Stiller or Jerry Seinfeld?
That's crazy. 100%
of the proceeds are going to the organization, which donates and builds custom homes for wounded vets. All the auction info is at kiss957.com/Courtney. Surf Mesa, Emily, and ILY. It is Kiss 95.7. Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. Sunny temps in the 60s and going up from there.
Nice.
Mama was like, ooh, 70s this weekend.
Yeah, it's pretty cool for November.
Oh, I'm so excited to sit outside, get a tan or something.
I wouldn't go that crazy.
Anyway, it is time for good news. Do you have good news to share with us? We would love to hear your good news. Please call us. I believe in starting every morning with good news. It just makes for a better day. 860-247-9570. Good news for women everywhere. It's National Men Make Dinner Day. It doesn't matter if your man can cook or not. Today is the day that they need to shine in the kitchen. They need to put that apron on. They need to do what they can. Don't go get takeout, guys.
Okay.
It is National Men Make Dinner Day. So you need to make dinner tonight.
Okay. I normally make dinner in our house.
Well, then continue making it.
Keep it up?
Keep it up.
I got to make a super special
keep
dinner.
Keep it up. And you know, Walmart, you make dinner too. So
I do, yeah.
And this doesn't apply to you guys.
No, it doesn't. But it's also National Women Do the Dishes Day too. So it kind of.
Whatever. We're always doing the dishes.
Nice.
You know what? I think if you cook it, you clean it.
That's what that is. Yes.
You cook it. Don't make me come home from work and find all your little hot dog pots and pans all in the sink. Clean it. It
drives me nuts
when
my wife cooks.
Because she leaves it for you. Yeah. National Men Make Dinner Day. Remind your man today of that, and he needs to make you dinner. All right. That's my good news. Gavin, what's your good news?
Well, I'll definitely be making dinner tonight because, well, I want to take this opportunity. It's a special day in our life. My wife's
okay,
and I.
Okay, all right.
Because today, 48 months ago, was our first date.
Oh, my God. 48 months. You're counting the months?
The months, yeah.
Okay.
Which would be 4 years. 4 years ago, we had our very first date, and I just didn't...
You did what? What are you going to be doing?
It was a blind date. We went to
the
Market Grill.
I didn't ask you about your date. Yeah, I'm just asking what are you going to do for your little
anniversary. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. We normally go to our spot for where we had our first date, but I think keep it simple. Probably some flowers and a card, something nice in there, but I just want to just shout out my wife. I just love her so much, and... She's so strong, and she just makes me into a better man. So. What?
Walmart, can you have any? Do you have any violins? You can,
what?
You know, like sappy love music. You don't have to get it now, yeah. But later.
I'm sorry. I just want to shout out my wife.
I think he's tearing up.
Does your wife let you see your balls ever?
Oh my God!
Stop.
What? Are you allowed to say?
I don't know, but Courtney, it's
just
come
be nice.
It's, you know what? There are certain things guys should do, and just Gavin, it's just ridiculous.
48-month anniversary.
48-month.
Four years ago, we met, and our lives changed forever.
Do you guys have sex on the first date?
Can you stop,
Gavin?
Can you stop? That's not a relevant question.
Gavin?
That's not a relevant question.
It really
I plead
is.
The fifth.
Did you? No.
I plead the fifth on that one.
All right. So happy
anniversary.
4 years.
But is that okay? Happy 4 year dating anniversary.
Yeah, it's our dateiversary.
Dateiversary. All right. I hope it's fantastic. Walmart Chef, good news.
I don't know.
Let's
I
just
got
bail
no.
out.
Yeah, okay.
I just can't.
I can't either.
If you've got good news or an anniversary, call us, please. We want to hear your good news right now. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning. Is just about time for second date update. Guys, are you ready to help somebody make a love connection?
Yes.
Gavin isn't. Are you ready, Gavin?
I'm so ready. Let's do this.
All right. Usually you are ready.
No,
but
I'm
now
ready.
You're all like, I don't
prepared.
Know.
I'm sorry. I was drinking some coffee. Here we go.
Second date update. If you go on a first date, you make a connection, and it's so hard these days. Like, we're finally actually getting out of the house and, like, going on face-to-face dates. You meet somebody you think is special, but you never hear from them again. You call us, and we try to get some answers. So this morning, we're going to West Hartford. We're going to chat with Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, guys.
Hey. I hope we can help you out on second date update.
Thank you. Yeah, me too. I'm so confused.
All right. So first of all, I guess before we can even make that phone call to your date, producer says his name is Dylan. Tell me about this fantastic first date.
Well, we went to a new brewery that opened up. We met online, yeah. And it was fun. Like, we just basically, like, we sampled all the beers. We were laughing. We were talking, like, flirting. You know, we made plans again to, like, eventually hang out again. I don't, you know, it was just a great date, you know. Yeah. There was no, like, lull in the conversation. He's super cute. Like, it was a really good time. And he just has totally, he stopped responding to my text messages. So I don't,
okay.
I'm so at a loss.
Okay, so you did text him after the date or whatever, and he hasn't responded.
Yes, exactly. A couple times, actually.
Okay, a couple of times.
Yeah.
And hey, you know what? I didn't hear a word you said because I was looking at your name and his name. If you guys were in a relationship, it would be Dilly. Kylie and Dylan.
Why is that
Dilly.
Even relevant?
I don't know.
I mean, she sounds like she went on a great date. And I think going to a brewery is
fun.
It's really fun for a first date. You're drinking.
And now's
casual.
The time. It, like, the weather is like all about beer right now. You
know?
It's
like fall, seasonal. Yeah. Like, it's really good stuff.
And you didn't have, so you felt a connection. You felt a connection to Dylan.
Yeah, I did. Like, okay. I mean, I really did. Like, I really thought we hit it off.
All right.
Yeah. I don't.
All right, so here's what we do. We're going to call him since you thought it was such a spectacular date and he hasn't responded to your text messages, which is kind of strange. We're going to call Dylan, and I'm just going to tell him to be honest and tell me what he thought about the date. You will be listening in, Kylie. So at any point, if you want to say hello to him or jump in on the conversation, you'll be able to do that at any time, okay?
Okay, awesome. Thank you, guys.
What the heck? I want to know what's going on.
Did you guys not like the Dilly thing?
No,
as
just call
couple?
Him.
Really.
Please,
no.
Stupid.
No.
That was pretty creative.
I'm not a celebrity. It's not a celebrity name.
Let's go. Calling up Dylan. All right.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is Dylan there?
This is he. Who's this?
Hey, Dylan, it's Courtney.
What's up? It's Walmart.
Hey, Dylan, it's Gavin.
And we're calling from Kiss 95.7. You're on the radio.
Awesome.
What a way to wake up.
What's up, man?
did I win some?
Yeah, you won the opportunity to be on a feature we call Second Date Update, Dylan. Basically, when somebody goes on a great first date, sparks are flying, there's connections, but they never hear from that person again. They call us and we get answers. And so you're on Second Date Update, and I'm just asking you from the bottom of my heart just to be honest and tell us how you're feeling. So let me refresh your memory, Dylan. You went on a date with Kylie. She told us it was a great date. Like, you went to a brewery, you drank beer, you laughed. She thought you're really handsome. Great conversation. And you have not even responded to her text messages for, like, a second date. So we're just wondering, how was the date for you?
I mean, honestly, the only reason the date was good is because I like beer. We went to a brewery.
Whoa. Wait a minute. The only reason the date was good is because you like beer?
She spent the entire date telling me about her timeline to get married and have kids. And, you know, like it seemed like the only thing she was concerned about is getting married and having kids. Like that it didn't matter who to.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
That's just all she wanted. That's all she needed.
All right. So you're telling me that the beer was good, but all Kylie talked about was her timeline. She needed to get married, have babies like right away. Like it's a short timeline, or was she like someday? Like, was it just.
Yeah. No. Like basically like down to the wire is where we're at.
Okay.
That's not true. That's not even remotely true.
All right. Well, Kylie's on the line. Sorry, Dylan. There's Kylie. Go ahead, Kylie.
Hey, Dylan. You know, this is what I get for being honest. I was not giving you a down to the wire timeline. Excuse me if I want to have a family. What a jerk. Like, what is so weird about that? You're not getting any younger either, by the way. So, whatever.
All right. Just stop.
You want to live in a basement and, like, drink beer? Then good. I'm glad that we had glad I didn't waste my time.
I mean, it wasn't quite like that. It was like, within like the next, I'd say two to maybe 3 years, I want to have, at least one kid, maybe two, preferably one boy and one girl. And, you already had, you had names for each of them. And,
Let me just
No,
it's well. It, first of all, Dylan, she's giving you a 1 to 2 year, 2-3 year timeline. That's not bad. Some women are be like, I need to get pregnant now tonight after this third beer.
I mean, it seemed like that.
Okay.
At least she's being honest, and I think she was open with you, and not she probably doesn't want to waste time.
Yeah, but we asked Dylan to be honest, and we can't be mad at him.
No, we're not mad at him.
Would you consider going on a second date at all? Are you, Dylan, like with Kylie, or are you like this? It was not a connection for you.
I want someone that wants me for me, not because
your baby making ability.
It didn't seem like she cared about me. She just any breathing male would do.
Wow.
All right, so no second date. Kylie?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, all right.
Anyway.
Listen, I think being honest, it's 2020. Just be honest. If you are, I have a timeline for kids, go for it. Eventually, you will find that person that's not going to scare them off. And Dylan, thank you for being honest. It's not on your timeline, and maybe it was too much too soon for you.
Thanks, guys.
I mean, sorry it's not what you wanted to hear.